Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
God spoke more directly with His people in the Old Testament Scripture. Why did these people rebel against Him? The context of this question actually comes from 1 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through verse 39, and it deals with Solomon and specifically Rehoboam. And in the context, God has revealed to Solomon that the kingdom is going to be divided and that his son Rehoboam is going to receive two portions of the kingdom, and hence that's going to be the tribe of Judah. And then also Rehoboam is going to inherit, if you would, the other 10 tribes. And that's going to be the children of Israel, the northern kingdom. And then it is revealed not only to Solomon in regard to this, but then as a result of that, Solomon pursues then to take Jeroboam's life. And the question then is if he knew that it was God's intention to divide the kingdom, to take it out of just one kingdom and to divide it out like that, if Solomon knew that God was going to do that, did he think that he in some way was going to be able to foil those plans? Some things to consider. Sometimes God's people dealt with a spirit of an evil heart of unbelief. And this is from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7. Even though Israel was God's chosen people and God spoke directly to them through the prophets, a lot of times they didn't believe the prophets, or if they did believe the prophets, sometimes it was only for a minimized period of time, and it entered into these individuals a spirit of disbelief. We find that to be true with those who came out of Egypt. It was because of that spirit of disbelief that they were not able to go into the promised land. And I wish that after this new generation came along is that it would have been nothing but good. But it was not. We still find from time to time is that there was a spirit of disbelief. And therefore, in part, maybe this is what Solomon was dealing with. Solomon may have felt that he could, Solomon may have felt that he could have altered God's intentions by killing Jeroboam. If he is thinking that, he's not the only one in Scripture who thought that he could change the direction that God was going to go, correct? Take into consideration Jonah. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. And why? Because God wanted him to preach to the Ninevites. And he knew that God knew that the Ninevites would turn if Jonah would go and to preach to them. Jonah did what? He got on a ship and he went to Tarshish. Some people say that that's definitely the opposite direction that God wanted him to go, and as far away possibly that he could get. It appears as if he felt as if he just went and did something contrary to what God wanted him to do, then that was going to change the direction that God was going to go with the Ninevites. Well, maybe the same thing is here. The same principle would apply here with Solomon. If he killed Jeroboam, maybe he's thinking to himself, maybe God won't follow through with it. I don't know. But that's just for a school of thought. But then also, maybe he felt that he could hide this sinful act from the Lord. Somebody says, Kevin, that is crazy. Why would anybody think that they could hide from the Lord? Take into consideration Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 15, as well as 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. There was a time in Israel where they said that the Lord does not see us. Friends, God always saw them. God always sees us. But still there was that mindset. That mindset didn't make it true, but that mindset was there. It said they were somehow able to hide or to conceal their sinful ways from God. And maybe, and this is just a suggestion, maybe that is what's going on, at least in part here, with Solomon. I believe certainly we can factor this in. He was jealous and he was hurt over what it is that he has learned, and therefore he's going to take matters into his own hands. And friends, none of us ever had the authorization to do that. God wants His people to love Him, to know Him, and to obey Him and to serve Him faithfully throughout the entirety of their life.